Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Yisrael Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our first installment on Laws of Shemitah. Just a basic thought before we get into the actual laws. First of all, Shemitah, as we know, is the seventh year of a seven-year cycle. Obviously, there are connections between Shabbos being the seventh day of the week and a day of rest and a day that we recognize that God created and conducts the world, and Shemitah being the seventh year of a seven-year cycle. And there's a number of halachos associated with Shemitah that's a reminder that the land really belongs to God. So on its most basic level, we'll get into all of this, but you have ideas that people are not allowed to work the land in certain ways, and people are not allowed to treat the fruits of the land as theirs in certain ways. All of this speaks to the fact that we think it's our land, it's really not our land, it's God's land. And the same way that Shabbos acts as an extremely potent reminder of a basic concept of Judaism, so too Shemitah. Of course, it's a very powerful thing to think about. We're taught that the reason why the exile of the Jews between the first and second temple was 70 years was because the Jewish people during the times of the first temple and before that did not keep the laws of Shemitah properly, and that the 70 years correspond to the years of Shemitah that were not kept correctly, which speaks to the fact that the recognition of what Shemitah is and that the true and firm belief that the land is truly God's and not ours, and whatever success comes from the land is God's and not ours, is core to the very merit of the Jewish people living in Israel to begin with. Truth be told, as we'll get into, the vast majority of the aspects of Hilchos Shemitah do not apply in the diaspora. Some aspects apply, but the vast majority of them apply only in the land of Israel. But even though most of us who are listening are not in Israel during the Shemitah year, at least for the duration of the Shemitah year, it's a powerful thing to think about anyway, to reflect a little bit. It's interesting. I believe it's a shame, Mishmuel. There's a famous mitzvah of Hakel. Hakel is the Jewish people gather. This is during times of the Beis HaMikdash. Jewish people gather during Sukkot of the year that follows Shemitah, and it's a tremendous gathering, men, women, children, and they all gather for the king to read from the Torah. And it's the Sukkot which follows the Shemitah year. So the obvious question is, if Hakel is a really special mitzvah and Shemitah is a really special year, shouldn't the mitzvah of Hakel take place during the Sukkot of the Shemitah year, not the Sukkot which follows the Shemitah year? And like I said, I believe it's the Shem Mishmuel who explains that Shemitah, the whole experience of Shemitah, again, presumably more so in Israel than out of Israel, is such a transformational and elevating experience. We'll find out how many details there are in how to eat the fruit and what to do with this and what to do with that, that the people are different. They've become elevated. Now that they've been elevated through the Shemitah experience, now they're ready to properly appreciate the mitzvah of Hakel. So whether we're in Israel or not, to reflect on these ideas in different ways over the course of the Shemitah year, that it's really all God's and the success is really from God, is a very, very powerful thing to reflect on. We'll just get started with a little bit of the halacha. We'll get much more into it tomorrow, God willing. People get a little bit confused. When we say there are restrictions on produce during the Shemitah year, it doesn't mean that we're restricted from eating any produce in such and such a way during the Shemitah year. It means the produce that's registered as associated with the Shemitah year has certain restrictions. So, for example, there are certain crops, if they grew a certain amount before the Shemitah year began, even if they were harvested during the Shemitah year, for example, many crops, if they grew a third before the Shemitah year began, then they're not considered crops of the Shemitah year, grains and things of that sort. They're considered produce of the sixth year. For fruit, it's about when it blooms. If it bloomed before the Shemitah year began, it's considered produce of the sixth year. And by the way, if it bloomed during the Shemitah year and then was picked during the year after the Shemitah year, there'd be certain Shemitah restrictions on that fruit. So we'll get much more into this, but just to clarify the point, that it's not that there are restrictions across the board on anything you eat during the seventh year. It's the restrictions are on the foods based on where they are in their development that are halachically associated with the seventh year. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.